This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. India has voiced concern over the escalation of conflict between Israel and Iran and called for restraint by both sides. A statement has been issued by the Ministry of External Affairs in the light of the situation in West Asia. India is seriously concerned at the growing hostilities between Israel and Iran. This threatens peace and security in the region. We call for an immediate de-escalation, restraint, stepping back from violence and returning to the path of diplomacy. The ministry said it was closely monitoring the evolving situation. The Indian embassy in the region is in close touch with the Indian community. It is important that security and stability prevail in the region. It is noteworthy that Iran has fired more than 200 missiles as retaliation after the attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria. According to Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, it was a targeted attack. The Bharatiya Janata Party on Sunday released its manifesto named Sankalp Patra for the Lok Sabha elections 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman released the manifesto at the party headquarters. While releasing the manifesto, Defence Minister and Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the resolve of India, Strong India has been successfully worked out. We now are going to present a new commitment document in front of 140 crore citizens of India. He expressed happiness and satisfaction that under the leadership of PM Modi, we have fulfilled every promise made to the countrymen. Whether it was the resolution letter of 2014 or 2019, under the leadership of Modi ji, we have fulfilled our every resolution. It is noteworthy that the party has constituted a committee under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to prepare the BJP's manifesto recently. The committee finalized the resolution letter after several meetings. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal, besides Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Bhai Patel, Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya and former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad are among the 27 leaders who are members of the panel. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka today. Modi will address a public rally in Mysore in the afternoon and later hold a roadshow in the coastal city of Mangalore. His public address in Mysore will be attended by the party workers from Mysore, Chamarajanagar, Mandya and Hassan Lok Sabha constituencies. The roadshow in Mangalore is organized from Sri Narayana Guru Circle to Nav Bharat Circle in the evening. The authorities in Mangalore have put in place alternative arrangements for vehicle movement within the city for the convenience of the public and to ensure his safety. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Kochi tonight to address two public meetings in support of his party candidates. Tomorrow morning, he will address a public meeting at Cheruvattani near Kunamkulam, which falls under the Alathur Reserved Constituency, in support of NDA candidate Dr. T.N. Sarasu. Later, he will leave for Attingal, where he will address another meeting at the Christian College ground at Katakada, where the BJP has fielded Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan as the party candidate. He will return to Kochi by afternoon and will leave for New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in the Parliament complex on his 134th birthday anniversary today. They also greeted the nation on this occasion. In a message, the President said Baba Saheb Ambedkar, pioneer of social change and a versatile personality, made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer and political leader. She further appealed to the people to adopt the ideals of Dr. Ambedkar and work collectively for the inclusive development of our country. The Vice President also urged the people to embrace the ideals laid by Dr. Ambedkar and work towards realizing his vision of a just and equitable society. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister said with advancement of Dr. Ambedkar's vision, the new image of India is entirely different today. He remarked that Dr. Ambedkar's vision served as an inspiration for the development of the country. Defence Research and Development Organisation and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapons system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.